The midterm message. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Republicans say it's the economy loud and clear.
The number one issue out there right now is the cost of living. You've watched it in everything. These families are struggling, from the price of gas to the grocery stores.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Senator Chris Coons tells Fox News Sunday Democrats are running on their records.
You didn't hear a detailed plan for how Republicans would fight inflation, would bring gas prices down, would make our country stronger. But we've got a record, both of President Biden passing significant bipartisan legislation.
Political tensions had been running high even before election season, and Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar believes that's what led to the attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
This was a vicious attack meant for the Speaker, ends up hammering the Speaker's husband, and our prayers are with her and her husband, their kids, their grandkids.
Klobuchar on NBC's Meet the Press.
I think this is a deranged individual. You can't say people saying, let's fire Pelosi or let's take back the House is saying go do violence. It's just unfair.
Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee on Fox News Sunday. Four people are dead in Aurora, Colorado, and police believe they know who shot and killed them. They're looking for Joseph Castorena, who has a tattoo of a lion on the left side of his neck. A Kentucky police officer was killed early this morning. His cruiser was struck head-on by an alleged drunk driver. That's according to authorities in the city of London. A suspect from Tennessee is under arrest. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
If Republican Carrie Lake wins the governor's race in Arizona, she plans to declare an invasion at our southern border on day one.
Millions of people pouring across illegally. Many of them do have criminal backgrounds. And we know right now that the cartels are in control of our border. And we're seeing a crisis with the fentanyl that's pouring across. Nearly 3,000 Arizonans died last year of overdoses.
Lake on Fox and Friends Weekend, she's locked in a tight race with Democrat Katie Hobbs. Another governor's race that's being closely watched is a rematch in Georgia. The candidates will debate one more time tonight.
Just 1 week from Election Day, Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Democrat challenger Stacey Abrams, a former state lawmaker, are set for a final debate. WSB-TV in Atlanta is hosting the event. Kemp narrowly defeated Abrams 4 years ago. The Republican governor withstood a primary challenge this year from former Senator David Perdue, who had the backing of former President Trump. The Fox News power rankings rate the race as lean Republican in the state narrowly won by President Biden 2 years ago. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A predicted personnel shakeup has started at Twitter. The New York Times is reporting job cuts have been ordered across the company, with some teams expected to get hit harder than others. Elon Musk, who now owns the social media giant, has already removed Twitter CEO and other executives. He's long promised to turn Twitter into a new digital town square.
He clarified his first steps towards that future, tweeting, quote, Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes.
That's Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.